I just got back from a trip to Florida. Every time we visit, we see new housing developments going up and more huge shopping centers sprawling farther and farther from Orlando. Florida's development pattern has been horrible since Disney moved in during the 70s. Now there's only one undeveloped lake left in all of Central Florida, and that one remains only because Disney was required to set it aside and donate it to the Nature Conservancy as mitigation for the vast wetlands they destroyed. The Florida growth pattern very much reminds me of a slime mold I had in a petri dish back in college when I was taking botany. It started as a couple of beautiful, colorful dots, and at first it grew slowly, making lovely patterns in the agar. It took months to spread, so it covered a third of the dish. But a few days after that, it covered most of it, and within a few days more, it had filled every space and suddenly turned ashen gray and yucky, and that was the end of it. Within my lifetime, people destroyed the water cycles in the Everglades, the very cycles which maintained the balance between water levels, fish, and birds. For eons in the past, low water levels concentrated fish in pools right when wading birds were breeding, and then the waters rose, allowing the fish to reproduce and maintain their own high population levels. This circle of life is what made Florida so abundant with natural riches in the first place. But thanks to irrigation for crops and channeling for flood and mosquito control and that sprawling, never-ending development, we have ruined that entire system. Now bird numbers are down many orders of magnitude, and the wondrous wood stork is endangered. A few of these poor birds are eking out an existence begging for fish in the sea lion feeding area at SeaWorld, and I saw at least a dozen searching for food here and there in the yucky runoff ponds and freeway clover leaves. The fact that wood storks are seen rather easily in such degraded habitat may give people the erroneous idea that they're doing just peachy, but their reproduction has dropped dramatically, and these poor, desperate individuals are giving dramatic witness to the devastation in what was once one of the greatest jewels in the natural world. Of course, many people don't care about wood storks, but we really should care about the natural cycles because the quality of our own food depends on it, too. Florida old-timers know exactly how fishing has changed over their lifetimes. Don't ask any of them about it unless you want to be even more depressed. I don't know what we can do about it. Should we simply boycott all the tourist attractions in Florida? So many of Florida's attractions already appeal to the lowest common denominator. Imagine if not one person headed there actually cared about birds and wild habitat at all. We can cut back on our own use of sugar, or at least not squander it, or try to ensure that the sugar we buy doesn't come from Florida. But in a global economy, in a world whose human population is growing as rapidly as Florida's, that would not make much difference at all. I believe in democracy and free markets, but I also believe in government. We all saw firsthand in New Orleans just how ineffective the federal government can be when the administration's whole philosophy is that government, by definition, is ineffective, so they can appoint unqualified cronies to important positions since they don't think anything of value can be done by them anyway. I saw the vast improvements to water and air quality after the federal government passed and the Nixon administration enforced the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. I saw how quickly the Endangered Species Act helped peregrine falcons, bald eagles, whooping cranes, and other species whose plights were a high priority for that same administration when the law was passed and took effect. I read in history books how quickly the United States defeated the Nazis and the Japanese when the government knew how to effectively squelch profiteering and focus military action on our actual enemies. Imagine what this mighty nation could do if we once again had an administration of either party who actually understood the power of government to act for the good of the entire nation. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.